Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin's annual statewide tornado drill will take place tonight at 6:45, offering an opportunity to practice your tornado sheltering plans. Schools, businesses, and homes are encouraged to practice going to their nearest tornado shelter during the drills, as if there were an actual tornado warning in effect. Ideal tornado shelters can include a basement, a ground floor interior room of a building, or a specially constructed safe room designed to withstand high winds and falling debris. For those in Richland Center, Richland County Dispatch should be activating the sirens. For Ithaca and Weston, weather radios will be activated. Listeners on WRCO FM 100.9 will also be hearing the statewide tornado warning on the air. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions, in partnership with EdVest 529, Wisconsin's direct-sold 529 College Savings Plan, and the Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt, has announced this year's Money Smart Wisconsin Scholarship Contest recipients. 15 Wisconsin high school seniors will receive a scholarship in the form of a $1,000 contribution to a new or existing EdVest 529 account for their winning essay submission on how they plan to finance their college education and career training. 9 of the 15 scholarship recipients are first-generation college students. One of the recipients is Brooke Lawton from Baraboo High School. Members of the coalition reviewed and scored the 304 essay submissions they received based on how well the students had estimated their higher education cost, identified funding sources for paying for those costs, including explaining how the financial aid process works, and formulated plans for managing their finances, schoolwork, and any job responsibilities while staying focused on their academic and career goals. The Money Smart Wisconsin Scholarship Contest is a part of Money Smart Wisconsin Week, a financial literacy awareness and education campaign taking place this week. Taxpayers have until April 15th to contribute to an existing 529 college savings account or open and contribute to a new account to be eligible for the 2024 state income tax deduction. To learn more, register to attend a free EdVest 529 webinar. University of Wisconsin-Madison graduate programs are once again ranked among the nation's best in a wide variety of fields and specialties in the 2025 edition of U.S. News & World Report's Best Graduate Schools. The School of Education was ranked first in the nation for the second year in a row. Other highlights include first-place rankings in curriculum and instruction, educational psychology and rehabilitation counseling, a ranking of third in nuclear engineering, elementary teacher education, and speech-language pathology, fourth in educational administration and supervision, education policy and secondary teacher education, and fifth in veterinary medicine. Marcel Haddix, Dean of the School of Education, says the school's number one ranking is a reflection of the range of highly respected programs across the school and the important and outstanding work being done by faculty, staff, students, and alumni. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin said the recognition further reinforces UW-Madison's national reputation as the place to be for outstanding scholarship and education. U.S. News does not rank all programs each year. In October, Vernon County formed a housing task force to address the housing challenges faced by communities across the county. Working in partnership with UW Extension, the Vernon County Community Development Department has spent the past few months conducting a countywide housing study to identify current and future needs of housing in Vernon County with the goal of building a responsive and effective housing strategy. The next phase of the housing study involves gathering in-depth insights from community members through a series of public input sessions. A session will be held tonight from 5 to 7 in Viroqua at the Viroqua Community Room, located in the basement of City Hall. A second session will be held Tuesday from 5 to 7 in DeSoto at Prairie View Elementary School in the gymnasium. All Vernon County residents are encouraged to attend and share their experiences and perspectives on housing in the county. The input gathered at these sessions will directly inform future housing recommendations and initiatives, helping to ensure that they align with the community's needs. The information from these sessions will also be shared at the upcoming Wisconsin Rural Regional Housing Summit for the Driftless region in Hillsboro on Tuesday, May 6th. Once the study is complete, it will be made publicly available online and accessible to communities across Vernon County for use in planning and decision-making. If you have questions or are unable to attend but still want to share your thoughts, contact Vernon County Economic Development and Marketing Coordinator Larkin Breckel at larkin.breckel@vernoncountywi.gov or UW-Madison Community Development Extension Educator Hannah McKeever at hannah.mckeever@wisc.edu. The Ithaca Middle School Student Council is hosting a rummage and bake sale fundraiser today until 7 o'clock in the Ithaca Community Gym. This is a free will offering with proceeds to benefit the Ithaca Bulldog Boutique and Food Pantry. Large item pickup will be held Saturday in Richland Center. Items which will be picked up include furniture, entertainment centers, and the like. This pickup does not include lumber or construction materials, brush, leaves, or yard waste, microwaves, TVs, air conditioners, computer equipment, or appliances. Residents wishing to have items picked up must have them to the curb by 6 o'clock Saturday morning. Families looking for something fun and free to do are welcome to attend a Saving for the Future event at Baraboo Children's Museum on Saturday, April 12th, and Black Earth Children's Museum on April 19th. To celebrate April as Financial Literacy Month, these events will feature special children's activities to grow financial knowledge while planning for their future. The Baraboo Children's Museum will have free admission for all guests Saturday from 9 to noon, thanks to a sponsorship from Edvest 529. During that time, children can visit activity tables to learn about saving, spending, and planning for the future. They'll have the opportunity to collect coins at each table and exchange them for a prize. The Black Earth Children's Museum will offer free admission for all guests from 9 to 2 on Saturday, April 19th. Their Saving for the Future Day will include a story time reading of Dina's Lucky Penny, the Wisconsin Money Smart Week Big Read book for 2025. Other activities for children will include What Do I Want to Be When I Grow Up, sponsored by Edvest 529, and financial literacy activities with Lake Ridge Bank. Children are encouraged to find the pig and return it for a chance to win a prize as they enjoy the other exhibits at Black Earth Children's Museum that day. For more information about the events, visit the websites for each museum, BaraboochildrensMuseum.org or BlackEarthChildrensMuseum.org.